in your servants.
Amen.
A great King of Jerusalem, not the earthly, the heavenly.
Amen.
The earthly Jerusalem is a type of the heavenly. And here come the King of Salem, which is first the King of righteousness.
Amen.
The King of peace.
Amen.
He didn't have any father, didn't have any mother.
Amen.
He didn't have beginning of life or ending of days.
Amen.
Oh my, without a descent. None other than Christ Himself. That's who the church meets when they go up in the air. And when Abraham met him, he gave him the tithe of all that he possessed.
Amen.
You know what they did? The first thing they did was sit down. I feel really emotional. Sit down and broke bread and drank wine. They'd taken the communion after the battle was over. And the Bible tells us, Jesus Christ did, that we'll eat no more of the fruit of the vine until I eat it anew with you in my Father's kingdom.
Amen.
That when the last battle is fought and the victory is won and the waywards has been brought back to the kingdom of God, we'll set out in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And with our Melchizedek, who has no beginning of days or ending of years, oh, he's the King, this eternal one.
Oh, hallelujah.
Eat the communion again with him.
Hallelujah.
Oh, what a beautiful picture.
Amen.
This marvelous Old Testament gives to the New Testament believers. The law having a shadow of things to come. And not, listen, the law having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of those things. It was a shadow of the image. David ruled over the world in the golden age of Israel. What was he? The shadow. David sitting on the throne. All the world at his feet. What was it? The shadow of. It was shadowing something. Shadowing the Son of David, who is the Son of God, who is Melchizedek, who is the beginning of days and the ending of years, he has none.
Amen.
The shadow during the millennium. You sit on the throne of David.
Amen.
And rule all nations. The shadow of good things.